Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realist podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today is going to be a very, very spicy one. I've been getting a lot of DMs about this specific topic, basically just like, when should I launch? Like, when's a good time? What should I even do? Like, what should I launch my NFT about? So that's what today's episode is going to be about. And let's just get straight into it. Alrighty, so let's just get straight into it. I'm super pumped for this episode. Again, this is definitely the most common thing I get asked. It's just like, Jared, what should I do? Like, what should I release? What's the NFT? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you know, and then when should I release my NFT? Like, when? Like, what and when? Right? And then it's, Jared, like, when are you releasing your NFT? And so this might help you actually a lot by explaining what I'm doing, right? So I started this podcast about maybe, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. It feels like it's been a minute, but I've fucking enjoyed it. Like, it's just awesome to me. And so, like, I could have just gone and, like, put out some NFT BS, make some quick cash and just, you know what I'm saying, fucking hit the bricks, right? But no, like, it's just not like that for me. And it's obvious in my episodes that you can go way back and listen. Like, it's not like that for me. Again, I truly enjoy coming on here. Like, my whole thing, like, when I started was, like, I just felt like I was seeing this whole shit differently. And so I was like, you know, I got to keep it real, because I'm just like, I would definitely consider myself a realist. And I call it how I see it. And so like, I don't know. That's just what it is. So like, I'm just like, all right, I got to come in here and I just got to give value. I just want to fucking just put people on. Like, I just want to, yeah, just basically like light that bulb inside people's head. Like, just, I just want it to go off. So different ideas, creative ideas can go off. Like, that's what really like made me even so intrigued by NFTs in the first place, because like, what you can fucking do is insane. Like, the level of like how complex you can get, and it's like, we haven't even seen it. Like, it's about to get fucking complex and so fucking sick. So Jared, so when they ask Jared, well, why haven't you, like, when are you gonna release your shit? To me, I have not found it. I haven't found what exactly I want to do. I'm not confident yet. There's no rush for me. Like, I'm not in no rush to try to make my NFT. That's the other thing, is like, some people feel like a sense of urgency, and it's just, there's no urgency necessary. It's better to do it right and then blow fucking people's mind out the water. That's what me personally, I'd rather just fucking like just take as long as I need. So then when I launch or whatever, it fucking is insane. It's amazing. It blows people's mind. It's just like sick. Then just fucking putting out something right now, future of NFT, oh cool, it's just whatever, like, and it's just BS. It gives no real value. It's not that thing cool. Like, what can you do? Like, so again, that's just me. That's why, like, I haven't, and I don't stress myself out like, fuck, I need to come out with the NFT, I need to da da da, like, when da da, like, it's, there's no rush at all. We're still so fucking early. Like, there's just no rush. It's time to create and think and be creative and, like, build. That's all it's time for. Like, that's all I'm thinking personally, is, like, I'm still scoping. Like, by putting out these episodes, again, I get feedback in the DMs, people commenting, reaching out on Twitter, whatever, like, all of it. And so it's just all good information for me. And I just get to come back and report and let you guys know, like, what I'm seeing or what any trends or what I feel or whatever. And I'm just real about it. And so that's really what it's about. That's what this, and I'm gonna keep on doing it, because I fucking love it. I have fun making this podcast. This shit does not feel like a job, or doesn't feel like nothing at all. It's just, it's fucking fun. I love talking about this shit. It's new shit. It's just, it's cool. It's cool to me. So that's really why I do it. But again, the question is, they'll ask what, so like, what should I do? And that's so hard. Like, it's hard for me to answer that for anybody. Like, you got to give me, like, literally details about you. Like, what do you really care about? Like, again, are you just trying to make money? Are you trying to create a NFT with, like, a passion project, you could call it? Like, what is it? Like, are you trying to make an NFT because of a cause? Like, there's so many different things. It's, like, hard. Like, so I can't, like, really, like, when someone just asks me, like, oh, what? I'm just like, I can't just say, oh, this, or when, oh, tomorrow, or next week, or... Again, you got to be very specific. Like, so I'm going to try to walk you through kind of the things that you should be thinking when you want to put out and when you decide to put out. Let's start with what, and then I'll go with when. So when you're thinking about what should I put out as my NFT project, you got to think, like, for yourself, like, well, what, like, literally, you got to be so, if you're not specific, then it's, first of all, it's not going to happen. If you're not super specific about it, I just truly don't even believe you're going to do it. You got to get so, so specific, down to the detail, down to how the person is going to view your, or how they're going to feel when they even see your artwork. How are they going to, when they interact with your NFT, are they going to feel something? Are they going to, like, what do they, do you want, do they want to keep on? Do they want to share their NFT? Do they want to tell everyone they got this new NFT? Like, just little things like that. Like, you got to be, again, this is just one man's perspective, always, for all these episodes. But that's just, like, the way I view it. Like, there are certain NFTs that I've seen. And, like, again, like, shout out my guy, John. Like, he has, like, AI-generated, like, NFTs. And, like, he puts out, they're fucking sick. I'm just like, dude, like, holy shit. Like, this, and, like, I never seen that before. Like, honestly, before NFTs, personally, I was never into art like that at all. Like, of course, I saw art and, you know, it was cool, whatever. But, like, I was never into it, and, like, I view it so differently now. It's just so, it's so sick. But anyway, so again, what? So, like, you got to be specific. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, are you trying to help mental health awareness? Are you trying to help cancer? Are you, or are you trying to make some money and fuel your future as an artist or a creator? Or, so these things are just so important, because then this is going to tell you how or where you should navigate your NFT journey, basically. But again, so let's go to when real quick. So when, this one's simple for me. It doesn't really, like, it doesn't matter. There's no rush. There's no, again, you shouldn't be thinking that, like, oh, I got to put it out soon before, or like, whatever. Like, there's no rush. There's no rush. Again, we're super early. I guarantee, like, honestly, 90% of the people that, like, if you have a community, they probably don't, unless it's this community, because this is the most badass community, Future of NFT podcast community. I guarantee, like, most, like, influencers or, like, fitness influencers, I guarantee their community doesn't know shit about NFT. They heard it, and again, they think it's a fucking Bored Ape, or it's a picture that just sells for a lot. And again, that's just so fucking surface level. I know the OGs on this podcast know, like, come on now. We're not getting fooled by that. So it's just, like, that's what it is, right? So you gotta educate your community, right? If you're trying to even, if you're trying to do that, like, again, it just really comes down to what do you see the final outcome being like? Like, what do you want to do? Like, but also to the same extent is, like, you might not even know what you could do because it's so fucking early too. Like, I hope that makes sense. It's like, that's why I can't release my NFT project. I'm still scoping, I'm still trying to learn. I'm still trying to see all of it out. Like, I want to see, like, what, I don't know, like, I want to see some more creative shit. For me personally, I just haven't seen it yet. Like, I've seen some creative, like, utility aspects of projects, but I want to see some more shit, me personally. And so I'm not in no rush at all. Like, I'm in no fucking rush. I don't ever think about, like, oh, when am I gonna launch this, or when. I don't think about that at all, honestly. I just think about, like, wow, that would be sick. Like, that would, yeah, my community be mind blown by that, or that would help my community, or that would educate, or something like that. But again, so it always just comes back down to, like, just what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Like, you, and only you know that. Only the person listening to this knows that. I, Jared, do not know that for you. I don't know you at all like that, right? Like, I don't, so I can't tell you. It's hard, like, off just, like, a random DM. Like, it's hard. I can maybe view your profile and kind of see, but, like, it's still super hard because I don't know you. Again, are you trying to help cancer survivors and you want to launch it, right? That's a whole, now we could talk about that, right? You got specific? Okay, now we could talk about that. Are you trying to just do one of ones and you just want to know how to market your one of one, or, right? And when you should put out your one of one, or how should you do it? How should you educate your audience? How should you? These are just all different types of things to think about. And this is why I just believe that there's no rush. It's time to learn. That's it. Just learn more. You think you know? No, I have made all these fucking episodes about NFTs, and I'll still go type in, what is an NFT? No, okay, I don't do that. But, like, I'll still go, like, look at NFT news, NFT articles, NFT everything, because, again, it'll give me a different side of it, a different, oh, shit, like, this guy over here in Japan, or this guy over here in wherever is doing this. And, wait, that's fucking sick. I've never seen that before. And it's crazy because I always see something, like, literally almost every week I see a different use case or a different utility use case. And I'm just like, okay, no, that's sick. Like, so what if I would have launched my NFT today, right? And then tomorrow or the next 2 weeks, I see some other shit that could have just blown the people that would have bought my NFT out the water. It would have blown them and they would have been like, fuck. To me, it's worth the wait, right? Now, it doesn't mean fucking wait forever and just never launch. But, like, again, I truly feel like you will know the right time. And that's, I feel like for me, myself as well, again, I'll know when it's the right time to launch something. As of right now, it's just not for me, for me. And so, again, like, a perfect example, like, launch, this is what you don't want to do. This is what you don't want to do. This porn star went out and, pretty, really famous porn star, went out, did a cash grab, fucked her entire, like, her whole community. Like, her community went, dumped money. This is, again, what you do not want to do. Is, again, your community goes, buys your shit, thinking that it's going to go as an investment. That's what you got to tell your community as well. Hey, this shit is not going to be, this shit's not going to make you a millionaire. So don't think you're going to buy this NFT and then you're fucking Bill Gates tomorrow. Like, it's just, that's just not how it is. So that's another thing. I feel like a lot of the, it's just so fucking obvious that the influencers and the, like, the celebrities just are just thinking fucking money. Like, which I understand. I get it. Cause it's kind of just like crypto and it's just like, oh, how can we make money? I get that. I get the aspect, but you got to be smart with this one. This one's just different. And the people that are really in the NFT community can spot out the bullshit in a fucking second. I'm telling you, they can spot out shit like in a second. So like you're not really fooling, like you might be able to fool like some people that don't really understand NFTs at all, right? But the people that are in it, you're going to fuck it with them, right? And then eventually when the people that are, quote, not really in it get in it and they fully understand, then they're going to be fucking pissed off. And I'm seeing it. I'm telling you, I see it all the fucking time. And it's just like, people will put their fucking life savings into this influencer's NFT, not knowing, like, having no fucking clue what they're doing. Like, it's just, it's sad. It's really just like, wow. Like, that's why, again, it's just, it's education. Because, like, what if I put out my NFT right now? This is what I would never want to do. I put it out for whatever, $200. And then, so again, people were like put in their money thinking like me not, it's different because I know that people that listen to this podcast are fucking smart. I know they are. I know they understand this shit. I know they get it to a different degree and they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't think that. But again, I'm just trying to give an example. So like if this wasn't an NFT and I just had a little following and blah, 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 I put it out and then they didn't make the money that they thought they were going to make and it just went to fucking zero and it just like now you don't have fucking like fans, right? Because you didn't tell them like what to expect. Right? Expectations, God, that's so important. But now, like, they fucking, like, they probably are really mad at you. Like, really fucking mad. Like, right? And so, like, I would never want to do that. Personally, I would never want to. I don't think anybody or influencer or anybody would want to do that. Again, you're watering down the reputation, and it's just fucking bad. So the next shit you put out, they're like, fuck you. You know? Like, no. Like, so these are just all things to think about. I think it's just, you got to get very, very specific. Very, very specific, and just look at what other people are doing. Like, just look at the space. Like, it's not copycatting. Like, right, you do it your own way, right? But if you like their idea, then, and it's a good idea, then yeah, sure. Like, it's, you know, then you should do it, right? If it is gonna, again, blow the people, again, if it, I want, when you buy my NFT, I want your mind to be fucking blown. Like, I want you to love the art. I want you to love the thing. I want you to love the community aspect, the utility aspect. That's why I'm just not ready yet. Because I'm not ready. I don't have anything yet to blow out your fucking mind yet. But when I do, it's going to be fucking insane. And I can't, I'm excited, right? But it's just not something I'm thinking about on a day like, fuck. I'm just not. I'm just having fun with the shit. Come out here, educate, put people on. It's just all fucking fun. It's just fun for me. I'm going to keep doing it. And that's it. Like, that's literally it. But yeah, so that is the end of this episode. Again, if you want to reach me on Instagram, it's just future of NFT on Instagram. If you want to reach out on Twitter, it's TheJarrod, TheJarrod. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes, I believe. But yeah, again, I love it all. Reach out, say what's up. You could just say, hey, you could just say whatever, right? You can say, Jared, you fucking suck. Like, whatever, we'll go back and forth. Like, I'll debate it. I'll debate with you. I'm cool with it all. But yeah, it's just, yeah, reach out, questions, whatever, right? It's just all good feedback. It's all good stuff. It's all good learning. So I'm here for it all. But yes, I will see you in the next episode. Peace.